Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing a question that I asked yesterday. What is God's plan today for your one and only life? If you missed that, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today, and catch that 14-minute program. But I'm going to do a quick review for you. We based this off some passages in the Bible, Psalm 143:8, Proverbs 16:3, commit whatever you do to the Lord, and He will help you establish your plans. And the two takeaways I shared yesterday were, one is starting your day asking God, what is His plan for your one and only life today? Psalm 143:8 says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you, Lord. Show me the way I should go today, for to you I entrust my life. That's Psalm 143:8. That might be a great verse for you to study the rest of this week and read it out loud, write it on a post-it note, and stick it in your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, on the dashboard of your car, in your cubicle at work, on your laptop, places where you will see it three or four times a day to start your morning off in God's Word. Second thing that I shared with you yesterday was, who is it that you can ask for wisdom to help you with your plan? And I've shared some Bible verses there, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. I mean, I've shared this before on programs, but I just feel like I need to say it again today. Somebody listening needs to hear this, that Jesus could have come into the world and saved the world by himself. He didn't need anybody else to do it. I mean, he was God's one and only son. But I love that God showed that we need to do life together with people, because he had him pick 12 other guys to do life with. And he didn't go to the religious temples, the religious places, and get the religious scholars. He picked 12 ordinary people, just like you and me, to change the world. And then he, in fact, did life with three of them pretty intimately himself. Kind of had his inner circle of friends, Peter, James, and John. And so God wants people, we need one another. And we can't put our identity in those relationships, and we only need Jesus. But when life gets rough, it's great, isn't it, when God provides another Christian brother or Christian sister to be able to listen and to pray for us and to encourage us, or maybe to speak truth and love to us. And sometimes when you're struggling, you feel overwhelmed. The enemy's making you feel like you've lost hope. You'll never get out of this hole. It's great to ask somebody that's maybe been there already, and they've climbed out of that, and they've had success in their life. And it can be lots of areas, whether it's being let go from a job, whether it's being divorced, somebody telling you, I don't love you anymore, whether it's having a child with addiction, somebody, you've just been diagnosed with cancer. And yet all of us know people like that, that have overcome those things, or maybe you've had to bury a child by suicide. And I really do believe that God never wastes a hurt if we allow him to heal that wound. And then secondly, if we ask him, God, what do you want me to learn from this? How can I help others? How can I be a blessing to somebody else? How can I be an agent of hope today for somebody? And we all know somebody that's going through something right now. And I'm sure a lot of you've got people, maybe a handful, that just come to mind. I mean, I could snap off five people just like this I know in my own life that are struggling in different areas. And just picking up the phone and calling somebody, if nothing else, if you're like, I'm getting ready to go into a meeting or I don't have time, just sending a quick text, thinking and praying for you today, and put the praying hands emoji and the cross and a heart. That literally would take 10, 15 seconds at most. And you could be a hope agent for one day to somebody. Because maybe you think, you know, I don't know if I can provide wisdom, but you actually could, but you can definitely provide encouragement for somebody. A third thing that I want to encourage you with your plan for the day, and you ask God, what is your plan today for my one and only life, is to realize that when you're trying to follow through with your plan throughout the day, you have to understand and expect that lots of times there will be setbacks. I know I don't like having setbacks. I don't like having roadblocks. I don't like having to wait. Yet the fact of the matter is that is just a part of the deal living on this earth. When we all get to heaven, those of us that are followers of Jesus. And, you know, I don't do this very often. I can't even remember the last time I've done this. It may be at least 6 months or more. But maybe you're listening today. You're just driving down the road and you just happen to come up on this radio station, or somebody gave you this podcast to listen to. And yet we talk about a plan. It's hard to ask God, what is the plan for my one and only life if you haven't made him your personal Lord and Savior? And maybe you're listening today and you're thinking, you know, I attend church and been doing all my life, but I've really never surrendered my one and only life. Or maybe you had a bad church experience as a kid or even as an adult and you've not been there for a while. And yet you're like, I don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Right now, I want to help you with that. I just want you to repeat after me if you're listening. You've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Repeat after me, please. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Christ. He's my Lord, and he's my personal Savior. Man, if you made that decision today, I wish you would let me know. Please let somebody else know too, but I'd love to know selfishly just because I want to rejoice with you. And one of the main reasons we do Hope is Here, to provide hope for people and to let them know that God loves them. And he loved them so much that he sent his best, his only son, Jesus Christ, to die for them. And yet he conquered death on the third day that we celebrated Easter every year. And so nothing could ever separate us again from God if we ask Jesus into our hearts. Maybe for some of you, you need to just rededicate your life. And if you've done that, maybe you said that confession, personal confession that I just shared with a, and you let me know that. You can contact me, Greg at hopeishere.today. That's email me at Greg at hopeishere.today, or go to our website, hopeishere.today. If you're driving, you're like, I can't write that down right now, but it's hopeishere.today, and you can contact me through our website there. So I would love to know if you accepted Jesus for the first time, or if you're like, you know what, Greg, I rededicated my life today. I said, Lord, I want to know what your plan, not only just for today is for my one and only life, but what it is for the rest of my life. Well, here's the deal with those setbacks. Jesus warned us in John chapter 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. And you know what? Fact of the matter is, friends, you may feel overwhelmed right now, but I promise you that the sun is going to shine again. It just rained last week, and I think it was like 5 weeks, maybe almost six here in central Kentucky before we really had any significant rain. I think we had a sprinkle a couple of times. And I have to admit, I was thinking, well, God, is it going to rain again? And it did. Well, you may feel like you've been in a rainy season. You haven't seen the sun for a while, and yet I want to promise you that God loves you and that he is still on his throne today and he wants to help you with a plan for your one and only life. And one of the reasons is to have that, you have to be intentional, have a plan. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 says, good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. And that's one of the things you really have to be careful about. You can get into that poverty mindset of woe is me and everybody's against me and having pity parties and speaking curses over your life with finances and other things. And man, I want to encourage you that step out of that, ask somebody to give you an honest opinion about where you're at in your life and what would you suggest to help me climb out of this mental or emotional funk that I'm in. And maybe it's financial too. Maybe you have to get a second job, or maybe you're not putting God first in your finances. And I'm telling you, I know when you put God first in your finances and give him that first portion, that first 10%, it's amazing what he does, the ripple effect. And I've seen God do it over and over in my life. And after I lost the multi-million dollar business and my home and all that, I went from tithing just off my net, what I made after taxes and my paycheck, to tithing off my gross income. And I wasn't making much after I lost the store, but I did it when It was only $162.33 that first check. And now when it's much more, it became a lot easier. So some people say, well, I'll start giving to God when I make a lot of money. No, you won't. If you won't do it right now when you don't have very much, you definitely won't do it when you have a lot. And so I want to encourage you to do it right now when you don't have a lot. Just like after I was getting several $1,000 paycheck every month, and then the first one I got for 1 week of work, this part-time job I could find after losing my home, business, and marriage, and was, like I said, $162 and I think 37 cents. And I went, instead of writing a check for $13 after taxes, I wrote it for $16 and 20 cents, 30 cents, whatever 10% was. And it was a game changer for me. And I'm telling you that 18 years later, you cannot outgive God. If you want to know what God's plan for your one and only life is and you're struggling financially, you need to start right there. And if you're like, there's no way I can do 10% right now, start somewhere. Start with $10 this Sunday. Start somewhere. And then just continually do it. I know people even give 20% of their income. They've stepped up a percentage each year and watched God do miraculous things in their finances as they've put him first. And then and 10 years later, they're up to 20%. God loves to bless his kids. And those of you God's entrusted with a lot, then, man, please be generous with that. We want to take as many people to heaven as we can. And maybe you want to bless Hope Is Here. I want to encourage you. We are a nonprofit. We are a ministry. And I do a lot more besides just this radio program. I meet with people all the time trying to provide encouragement and hope and sometimes truth and love. And you can go to our website, hopeishere.today, and make an online secure donation. Or if you, like me, old school, like to write a check, you can make it out to Hope Is Here Ministries, and the mailing address is on there. We would really, really appreciate it. The final thing I want to share with you today about asking God, what is your plan today for my one and only life, is that sometimes God's plan for our one and only life is not the same as our plan. And friends, I've shared so many personal stories over the past 20 months of doing Hope Is Here, and I don't have time to go on those today because we only have about a minute and a half left. But, you know, the flood, the bankruptcy, divorce, game changer. I've done everything from college basketball coaching to owning that business. I've been a territory sales manager for Hershey Chocolate. I've hosted a sports radio program for 3 years. I was a general manager for a Culver's restaurant for a season of life. I mean, I've done a lot of different things. A professor at Midway University. And yet, you know what? God's plan's just better. It is. And sometimes it doesn't make sense. Life doesn't. But I'm going to leave you this, with this verse today. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he will make your path straight." Or some translations say, he will direct your path. And friends, I know that I know that I know that is true. But it all starts with asking God, God, what is your plan today for my one and only life? And make those five-year plans and those one-year plans, those six-month plans. But I also think it starts very simply with, God, what is just your plan today for my one and only life? And so I want to encourage you today to ask God, what plan do you need to surrender to him today? And to say, God, I'm giving that to you right now. And then asking him, God, what is your plan today for my one and only life? My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.